Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevan. We're going to get this show moving with the Cotton Rejects. All right, that was the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio. That coming off the 2000 release on Victory Records, Back on the Streets. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. So, yeah, nothing really special going on this weekend for Andrew Bedlam. I don't know. I did watch a substantial amount of 1992 through 1994 era of Saturday Night Live yesterday. You know, I think it's like seasons like 18, 19, 20. You know what I mean? So we're talking like Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, you know, Wayne's World era, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, Jay Muse, Kevin Nealon, Norm MacDonald, that era. Watching all day yesterday. See, like, I know a lot of Saturday Night Live, like, you know, the original cast and all that, but that's definitely my favorite era. I think because that's the episodes I was watching live when I was a kid. You know what I mean? But still, I don't know. I love those episodes of Saturday Night Live. And speaking of Saturday Night Live, maybe that's where we should go with our next track. And let's see if we can do some Crazy and the Brains and find their track Saturday Night Live on Pogo City Radio. So here it is now.
This world is mine for the taking, making steak and eggs and bacon. I do what I do, I do whatever that it takes, yeah. Even if it means I maybe have to show up naked to get your attention. Oh yeah, did I mention my license suspension, I'm a driver anyway, it'll be okay. That's the way things go if you didn't know. Just have to ghost it, really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it. Ghost shit. Really roller coaster. That means if you do call me, then I might just say I lost it.
Crazy and the Brain on Pogo City Radio. All right, we're going to keep the tracks spinning right along. Let's head into New York and do some Born to Lose, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
Pogo City Radio.
Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers coming off a legendary Like a Motherfucker record. Yeah, one of my favorites right there. All right. Now, earlier we were talking about Saturday Night Live. And like I said, I love Saturday Night Live. And like a lot of cool things happen on Saturday Night Live. Like for example, you know, the whole, I'm sure everybody knows the whole Fear John Belushi thing. When John Belushi came back to host Saturday Night Live after he had left the show, they had Fear. I forget how they ended up on the show, but they had Fear, you know, from L.A. come out. And they were the musical guest when John Belushi was hosting. Now, Fear came out and, you know, was just acting like Fear and cursing and had a bunch of skinheads running around destroying the fucking set while they were playing New York's All Right. And basically, because of Fear, once they got off the stage, they wouldn't let them go back on. If you don't know Saturday Night Live, the musical guest usually plays two songs. They wouldn't let them go back on. And because of Fear on Saturday Night Live, that's why all live TV has that like 10-second delay or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not an actual literal live. It's because they can't edit things then and cut things out. So yeah, so and other thing, like I remember when fucking Sinead O'Connor ripped up the goddamn picture of the Pope and like the firestorm that created. So I don't know, a lot of cool things on Saturday Night Live. And why don't we get to some Fear right now and do New York's All Right if you like saxophones, coming off Fear the record. You know, I never understood how a band who sings "I Love Living in the City" hates New York so fucking much. It's because they're from the West Coast and they wish they were from the East Coast. You know what I mean? All right. Well, I mean, we played Crazy in the Brain's Saturday Night Live, so I was thinking, why don't we play some Michael Graves era Misfits coming off Famous Monster with Saturday Night. They both All right, let's get to some Who Killed Spiky Jackets. Some Who Killed Spiky Jacket on Pogo City Radio, coming off the Gluehead EP. Now, I don't know, I was cruising around Instagram, you know what I mean? And I came across, I always followed it, but I've just been on the Life is Poser page. The fucking, I don't know if you guys seen it or not, the little punk rock comic strip. It's fucking hilarious, some of them, you know what I mean? They all live in Poserton. The town is Poserton, and they're all just, you know, like ultra super punk rock, and it's just like stupid little cartoons. They're really funny and awesome, so you guys should go find them, give them a follow or some shit. You guys can check them out, lifeisposer.com, too. Pretty funny little comic strip if you guys never seen it before. Now, I would read one, but, you know, it'd be really fucking stupid, and you wouldn't get it anyway without the pictures. So, you know, you'll actually have to do some work and go on Instagram, go on your phone, whatever, and look up Life is Poser. So, because it's pretty fucking funny. All right. So, why don't we get to the X-ray specs with I Am a Poser on Pogo City Radio.
Yeah.
X-Ray Specs on
Pogo City Radio.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Like I said, I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Make sure you guys head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out some of the older episodes. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, all them fucking places. And, you know, leave us a 5-star rating, a good little comment, and, you know, a share. Why the fuck not, right? Let's give it up for Pogo City Radio. That's right. And the listeners to Pogo City Radio, of course. Now, fucking yesterday, I get a text message. Fucking Mike Blanks hits me up, and he says that he just came across, like, a unreleased fucking, like, rehearsal demo tape of some unreleased tracks, Blank 77, an old cassette. So he's going to get that shit to me, and we're going to start playing that, some of them tracks, on Pogo City Radio, some unreleased, unheard Blank 77 tracks. So hopefully he'll get that to me soon, and I'm going to throw them all on a computer and fucking let them rock out on
Pogo City Radio.
All right. So why don't we get to a more rare Blank 77 song? I'm pretty sure we've played it on here before, but I like it a lot. You guys know me. I love some awesome-ass cover songs. And this is coming off We Will Fall, the Iggy Pop tribute. Here's Blank 77 doing Fun Time.
All aboard!
Some Blank motherfucking 77 on. Once again, that was Blanks covering Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Fun Time. All right. Now, how about we get to some actual Iggy Pop? And we're going to do a later Iggy Pop song. Here's Lust for Life.
We'll be right back.
winning prizes. Oh, we have a torture film, drive a GTO, wear a uniform, a line of government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With the liquor and drugs. With the liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in my ear before. Could have lost for life. Could have lost for life. I got lost for life. Got lost for life. Oh, I lost for life. Oh, I lost for life.
Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Now, of course, you know that song in the 1996 film Trainspotting. Now, you know, I guess I was all right with that movie. I'm very, a lot of heroin movies, if you will, fucking aggravate me because they're fucking ridiculous and stupid. Like Trainspotting, not necessarily one of them. Trainspotting 2 also just came out last year. But I'm talking about, what's that movie, Wreck-A-Wave for a Dream or whatever? Yo, I'm sorry. I try not to talk shit on here, but I hate that fucking movie so much. All right. Now, if you guys have never seen it, right, fucking, it's about a bunch of junkies, and not just heroin junkies, but mostly heroin junkies and fucking just other kinds of drug addicts and just their adventures because, you know, doing drugs is just so awesome. But anyway, it's a fucking ridiculous plot line about how there is no heroin in like Manhattan or whatever the fuck they are. Get the fuck out of here, first of all. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. You're gonna tell me there ain't no dope in Harlem? You can tell me these motherfuckers went up to 119th and Lexington and didn't get no goddamn heroin? Shut the hell up. That's ridiculous. So the whole fucking movie is about them having to go down to fucking Florida to cop. That is absolutely ridiculous. If you've ever done drugs before, okay, right. So you're going to tell me, first of all, the five boroughs are empty. Makes no sense. You're going to tell me these assholes ain't going to go to fucking Newark. They're not going to go to Camden. They're not going to go to Philly. There's 80,000 places you can get drugs before you have to go to Florida. Florida from New York fucking city to cop. Most ridiculous, stupidest plot line. So then all this fucking bad stuff happens to him because I gotta go to Florida. That's fucking ridiculous. Stupidest fucking movie of all time. I'm sorry. Fucking fake as fuck. All right. Now that I'm done going on a random rant, why don't we get back to the punk rock? And we're gonna play The Casualties here. This can come off the third full-length album. I think this is the most, like, forgettable, I hate to say it, but Casualties album, I love this album. I feel like The Casualties forgot about it because I haven't heard a song played by them off Stay Out of Order in like 15 years. You know what I mean? There's a couple good tracks on this album. I mean, it wasn't the most popular, but you know, it had Stay Out of Order on there. Proud to Be Punk. What the fuck else was on that album? I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm going to tell you one of my favorite tracks is definitely Proud to Be Punk. Here's the track listing, by the way. No Way Out, Proud to Be Punk, Street Punk, Fight for Your Life, which is great, Time to Think, Violence, Same Fucking Song, which is awesome, Just Another Lie, Authority is Dead, Preachers, Way of Life, Society's Fodder, and then there was a hidden track, another cover, because Society's Father by fucking Riot Squad, they cover the fucking Exploit It as a hidden track. This was a really good fucking album, and they never play anything off it, and I never see any t-shirts of this. I used to have a t-shirt of this fucking album, and by the way, I said the track Stay Out of Order was on here. It's not. That's on the album before on Underground Army, but Street Punk and Proud to Be Punk are on here, and we're going to play Proud to Be Punk now. Here's the Casualties on Pogo City Radio. The Casualties on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, so now I was talking about, you know, how yesterday I was just mostly watching fucking TV, Saturday Night Live, old school and all that, you know what I mean? But another thing I did was I finally ordered a fucking, they're fucking impossible to get, a fucking Super NES Mini, right? The Nintendo, Super Nintendo, right? Fucking from, I don't know, when the fuck did that come out? Like 92 or some shit? And but this is the one with 21 built-in games that just came out in like August or some shit of last year. I've been trying to get this fucking thing forever. They're always sold out. You can't get them. You just can't get them unless you pay fucking like scalper's rates on fucking eBay. You know what I'm saying? So 2 days ago, I was in Walmart and I had to get a new cell phone charger. You know what I'm saying? I had to get new tires on my car, just running around doing my little bullshit shopping at Walmart. And fucking Anytime I go into a game store or something, I ask if they have it. And I didn't ask. Then I went back the very next day because I had to do something else at Walmart. And I asked and they were like, oh, we had five of them yesterday. They came in, but they sold out right away. I was like, motherfucker. So finally, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to pay like an extra 30, 40 bucks and get one offline. So I finally got one coming to my fucking house. I've been wanting to play it since before they came out. You know, it's got like Super Mario Brothers on there, Yoshi Island, Zelda, fucking Mario Kart, fucking Mega Man. So I'm looking forward to that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I had Super Nintendo. I fucking loved Super Nintendo. I loved PlayStation. I had Sega Genesis. I was never a gamer, but, like, I had video games, and especially at that time period, you know, I was, like, prime age when that fucking came out. So there's some awesome built-in games. The thing was only supposed to be, like, 80 bucks, but, like, I'm paying, like, I don't know, like, fucking one... I think I got it for $112. It's going to take like 2 fucking weeks to get here. Some bullshit. I'm so fucking impatient. You know what I mean? I got like Amazon Prime and shit. Get my fucking shit delivered here in like a day usually. Got to wait like 2 more weeks for this fucking thing. And I'm paying like 30, 40, however fucking much extra goddamn dollars. All right. So why don't we get to a Pogo City?
Wild card, bitches!
All right, now what this is, I remember this from the late 90s, right? And I remember laughing my ass off when my friend found it, you know, like Napster and shit like that was starting to get big. And fucking Group X. Now, when we were kids, we were led to believe that this was an Arabian rap group, a joke Arabian weird fucking group, but come to find out it was all a lie. They're not from Saudi Arabia, they're from Georgia, and it's all an act. And this was one of their dumbass songs, Mario Twins. So we're gonna check it out and make it today's Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What? Yeah!
Hey, Splay!
Shiggity shiggity schwerf.
Guess what, idiot? What you did today? Hey, I got a new Super 88 system.
You didn't ask.
Swear to God, I got it at Chunky's for $2.
Oh, yeah? Let me see it. Wow. That's
yeah, you like that, idiot.
I do.
I got it. You don't. Shut up.
God damn.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It has new game.
What game?
I want to play it. It is called Mario Twins. They look the same.
Wow.
Good God. They look so goddamn like the same person. I would say to them, you want ice cream cone? Both of them say yes. How in the hell?
They are twins.
What
that's
the hell?
Why.
Hey, let's play it. Ready?
All right.
Do it.
There it goes.
All right, so that ridiculous bunch of nonsense was Group X coming off their album 40 Ounce Slushy with the track being Mario Twins. All right. Let's get to some of the punk rock. And let's head out to Reading with the boys from Bomb Squadron and do Chaos and Disorder.
Boy.
That was Bomb Squadron. Let's get to some GBH. I Am the Hunted. Coming off City Baby, Attacked by Rats. Charged Grievance Bodily Harm on Pogo City Radio. This is the Gizmos with Rock and Roll Don't Come From New York.
Picture show, thank God. Show, thank God.
All right, that was the Gizmos. Let's keep it old school. Do the Joneses with Pillbox.
Put you to the FDA. Thought it would die when you said goodbye, but I ain't.
The Joneses. Pillbox. All right, all right. Now we got just a few more minutes and a few more tracks for you guys. Got to remind you guys to go over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check us out on iTunes, Google, Stitcher, all those other fucking places. Podbean, you know what I mean? Give us a comment, a rating. We really appreciate it. It really helps. Let's get these final three tracks out there for you guys. Coming off The Dorves, Invented Rock and Roll. Here's Sluts of the USA.
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a diehard punk tart. Never quit, never so smart. Pop tart. Got me shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight. Take a number, cook with Amprax or crack. Like a plumber down a drain pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen daydream. Shame the action and it's too late. Can't wait for the last goodbye.
All right, that was The Dorves, and up next we have The Wretched Ones. Gonna dedicate this one to all the members of Blank 77. Here's coming off Less Is More, Prima Donna.
You're talking to.
All right, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. That last one there, of course, The Wretched Ones with Prima Donna. Now, this next one also got a dedication. Got to dedicate this one to my good buddy, Black Zach. This one's for you. And it's also the last track of the night, so hope you guys enjoyed the show. Remember to tune in next week. And in the meantime, hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, everybody, we'll catch you later. Here's The Abrasive Wheels with When the Punks Go Marching In.
I am rock and roll.
Oh, when the punks go marching in. Oh, when the punks go marching in. I want to be in that number. When the punks go marching in. Oh, when the skates
go marching in.
When the skates go marching in. I want to be in that number. When the skates go marching in. Oh, when the punks.
City Radio.